to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witts, and I'd say that the topic that's most often talked about in conversation is what's wrong with our world. We talk about someone who's dying or violence, earthquake or a volcano, sickness, disability. We talk about war, violence, sex crimes, robberies, child abuse, a broken marriage, and even the weather seems all messed up. There are lots of storms in our world, the storms of financial uncertainty, unemployment, recession, terrorism, cancer, birth defects, suicide, school shootings, and of course the storm of moral collapse and the child abuse, as I mentioned, and family fragmentation. I go back a century ago when the London Times asked a selection of authors to write on this question, what's wrong with the world? Of course, it's an old question, a fascinating question. So a bunch of famous authors wrote about this topic for the newspaper, what's wrong with the world? And back in those days, there was a wonderful Christian writer whose name was G.K. Chesterton, and he actually wrote the shortest article of them all. And this was what he wrote. The question, what's wrong with the world? He answered, dear sirs, I am G.K. Chesterton. It was an intriguing answer, two words, I am. And in a sense, it's true, we contribute to the way the world is. Maybe we're part of the problem. Many feel that we're in deep trouble in our world. There's no way of fixing it. A clear picture of getting in over our heads, I think, comes from Dr. Seuss. And in his story, The Cat in the Hat, two children are left at home to play on a rainy afternoon. They're pretty bored, moping around the place. And suddenly a mysterious visitor arrives, a cat wearing a candy-striped top hat. You might have seen this. And the cat entertains the children by breaking every rule, the parents' rule of indoor behaviour. They were naughty, in other words. The children, of course, have this wonderful time doing forbidden things and the house becomes a shambles. So mother returns and suddenly the children notice what they've done, the mess they've created, and they start to panic. This mess, they said, is so big, so deep, so tall, we cannot pick it up. There's no way at all. And I think that children's application, the children's story, is how many of us feel looking at our world. What's going to happen next? There's so much of a mess. We don't know what to do about it. But I just want to say that we are made in the image of God. Genesis 1:27 says that humanity was created in the image and likeness of God. So we were created with the ability to reflect and relate to God. We can do things. We can think and love and reason and have a sense of morality. God created us with a sense of purpose to reflect his nature. And more than that, to actually do his work in our world. We were made for God's pleasure. So the Bible says to me that God, as he looked at everything he made, looked over creation and declared it to be very good. So he looked at the world that we think's a mess, and he said, it's good. We look at our world today, we wonder what it is that's going wrong. And the reason is that we long for something better. We were made, as I said, in the image of God. Adam and Eve spoiled everything years ago. And Genesis 3, if you read that in the Old Testament, tells the story of man's fall from grace as Adam and Eve turned against their Creator. And so sin came into the world. They hid from God. They turned against each other. And this is the story of paradise lost. And so God warned them that they wouldn't be able to find significance in their work and that creation would turn against them. They wouldn't find any security. And so here we are today. Things have not changed. This is the state that we find ourselves in. We live in a good world that's gone bad, even though we were made and created in the image of God, but it's been spoiled by the nature of Adam. So that's why Paul said in Romans 3, we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So God is our only hope. Jesus, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and was and who is to come. There are many things falling in our world, but Jesus is the anchor. Thank you, dear Lord, that we have Jesus as the anchor, the rock for us in our world. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.